to California's famed Giant Forest. Well, joining me to talk about the importance of this area and the thousands of giant sequoia trees is Tim Borden. He's a Sequoia Restoration and Stewardship Manager for Save the Redwoods League. Tim, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Nikki. Thanks for having us to talk about this.
Of course, of course. So first off, your initial thoughts when you heard about and you saw these fires burning, what, it's like within a mile or so, last check, of the giant forest. Kind of, for people that don't know, describe the area, what it holds, and why the sequoias are so important.
Absolutely. So the giant forest in Sequoia National Park is some of the most iconic giant sequoia trees that we have in the entire range. It's home to such iconic trees like the General Sherman. These are some of the biggest and oldest trees, not only in California, but in the entire world. These trees are upwards of, 1,000, 2,000, even 3,000 years old at their oldest. And they are, as tall as 300 to 350 feet tall. And they're just, they're international treasures that people come from all over the world to see.
And so there's been past fires in this area that have already done some damage, correct?
Yeah, last year, we had the Castle Fire that burned in 2020. It burned throughout Giant Sequoia National Monument and into Sequoia National Park, and it did quite a bit of damage, that we didn't actually think could possibly ever happen to giant sequoia trees. Last year's fire burned about 35% of the world's giant sequoia groves and killed about 10 to 14% of the giant sequoia trees. We're talking about the old growth giant sequoia trees, these trees that are 1,000 years or older. And we had between 10 and 14,000 of them die last year in the Castle Fire. And so we're really worried about these fires this year and what they could possibly do and to kill more trees.
Explain to me how the old sequoia trees succumb to wildfires. I thought, going from science camp, that sequoias had kind of this resistance or protection from wildfires, that's what helps them survive for so long. Has something changed there?
Well, what has changed is our climate and the conditions that our forests are currently in. You're absolutely correct. These trees have evolved over time to not only thrive in fire, but require fire in many cases in order to reproduce and create the next species, create the next generation of giant sequoias. But these trees they've evolved to coexist with low severity fire. So think of fire that burns, pretty naturally on the landscape, really slow, not that hot. What we're seeing today in the last couple of years is these fires are burning hotter than they've ever burned before, and they're burning faster than they've ever burned before. And that has clashed with what these trees can do and what their resilience is. And so, with the way that fires are currently burning in the Sierra, these trees, long resilient to wildfire, are suddenly proving that resiliency is not as much as it used to be.
So if we lose any more sequoias, I mean, environmentally wise, ecosystem wise, what does that mean?
Well, they are important. They're definitely important trees. I mean, they're important to us culturally. A lot of people connect with giant sequoias because of their size and their age. And so that's something that we'd lose. From an ecosystem perspective, they are anchors for the ecosystems that they inhabit. They are important species that a lot of animals and bird species rely on. From a carbon standpoint, they are one of the most carbon-dense ecosystems on the planet. They can trap a lot of carbon in their bark and in their trunk and in their root system. And so there's a lot of things that we stand to lose by losing giant sequoia.
Okay, so right now, obviously, with the wildfires, saving them is in the hands of firefighters. But what can we do? What can the public do to help not put any more sequoia trees or these forests at risk?
Absolutely. And we thank all the firefighters that are out there working really hard to save these trees and to save our communities, too. It's not just about the trees in the Sierra, of course. But what the public can do sitting at home is we can advocate for more resources in order to fight our fires. That is one thing that we definitely need right now. Our federal and our state and our local resources are really strapped, and they're hurting. And they're hurting because they don't have the financial resources to be able to hire more firefighters or to be able to pay firefighters what they should be valued. And so people at home could really reach out to their their representatives, their politicians, and let them know that this is something that they care about and that we need more resources dedicated to firefighters. And we also need more resources dedicated to protecting these, protecting our sequoia groves so that when fire inevitably burns into them, because these trees are, you know, these ecosystems have designed to, you know, they require fire. Fire is inevitable, but there are things that we can do to prepare these groves for that potential in the future so that when fire does enter these groves, it burns the way that we'd like it to, with a low severity fire instead of the high severity fire that's killing these trees.
Well, that's just great advice. I hope people take you up on it and that we don't see the devastation that's likely to happen from these wildfires. Tim Borden, Sequoia Restoration and Stewardship Manager for Save the Redwoods League, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Nikki. My pleasure.